You're listening to Fire Ecology Chats, a podcast series by the Association for Fire Ecology.
Hello, everyone. My name is Bob Keane. I'm the editor-in-chief of the internationally renowned journal Fire Ecology, sponsored by AFI. I am so incredibly happy today to get three very cool people to talk about an incredibly great paper. The paper is called Fire Effects on Plant Communities in Ozark Woodlands and Glades. We have three wonderful people here to talk about it. Carolyn Stevens, Jamie Ladner, and Lauren Sullivan. You guys, can you introduce yourself? Carrie, you start.
Hi, my name is Carolyn Stevens. Actually, I go by Carrie. I worked on this project for my master's degree, and I'm currently a natural resource ecologist with Missouri Department of Natural Resources with our state parks.
Jamie?
Hi, I'm Jamie Ladner. I'm the fire ecologist for the Missouri-Iowa zone of the National Park Service.
Lauren.
And I'm Lauren Sullivan. I'm an assistant professor formerly at University of Missouri and now at Michigan State.
Thank you three for coming. Really appreciate your time. We're going to talk about a really cool paper. Carrie, why don't you go ahead and tell us, what's this paper all about? Give us the quick and dirty.
Okay, yeah. So this paper is a 21-year study based off of monitoring data from Ozark National Scenic Riverways. And we looked at the effects of prescribed fire on plant communities. And to do that, we looked at three different kinds of communities, dry woodlands, dry mesic woodlands, and glades. We really like the study because it's really manager-led in a lot of ways. So the prescribed fire that was happening, it's conducted in a way that managers do fire in large landscape-scale prescribed burn units. Our big focus for this was on the herbaceous layer of these plant communities. So that's where the most diversity is in these systems that we have in the Ozarks in Missouri. We looked at things like species richness and abundance, floristic quality, and also indicator species. And then we also looked at the tree communities, so how fire affected the midstory and overstory. And we also looked at how the dominant species of trees, how that composition changed with prescribed fire.
Wow. 21-year study looking at the effects of fire suppression on multiple prescribed burns. Incredibly cool. Jamie, tell us a little about this 21-year methods, the methods you used to go ahead and use in this paper.
Yeah, absolutely. So fire effects monitoring is mandated for prescribed fire programs in the National Park Service. So because of that, we have a rich data set that, like you said, dates back to 1999. And I'd love to shout out our co-author on this paper who wasn't able to make it to the podcast recording, that Dan Dries, who was the fire ecologist here for 13 years before I got here.
Can you tell us a little more about the transects or the methods you used?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So we have permanent monitoring plots in the dry mesic woodlands, dry woodlands, and glades within the Ozark National Scenic Riverways here in southern Missouri. And that's where we've collected all this data. We use transects to gather abundance data and 1 meter quadrats for species richness data. We also measure trees within those plots as well.
Wow, a lot of data. Thanks for boiling all that down for us. Lauren, what do you think the most exciting part of this study was? What would you say you thought was the coolest of all the study?
Yeah, I think that this study was just a really great combination of combining research with really long-term monitoring. And so I think it was a really cool way to sort of just be able to do that work. And it was really fun. You know, Carrie, she had worked as a technician on the project before, collected data on this project. And so she took her work and then joined our lab as a master's student and got to then take this really long data set that she had contributed to and Dan had been contributing to for 13 years and really be able to show some really interesting stuff with that long-term data.
Yeah, that's great. Carrie, I guess without giving away everything, could you tell us a little about what you found in this study?
Sure. A lot of it corroborates other studies. So things like species richness increases across our community types and species abundance. You know, the midstory trees, those all kind of fall out to create a more open overstory. Those are all things that we see in a lot of other studies in the Ozarks. I think something that was exciting about ours was we also looked at floristic quality and kind of parsed out, you know, we had an increase in our floristic quality index, which is a way of measuring kind of the quality of a floristic community. But then we saw a decline in the mean. I feel like I'm getting into the weeds here, but anyway, we had some kind of conflicting evidence over what was happening. Each species has like coefficient of conservatism assigned to it. So we're using that scale to kind of look at that quality. And yeah, we saw the one measure increase and another measure decrease. But then when we looked at these different levels of quality themselves, we found that we weren't losing anything that we wanted to keep. And in fact, everything was increasing. It's just the weedier species tend to increase more. And that's kind of expected, I think, given that fire is a disturbance, you know, fireweeds here in Missouri are pretty weedy, but they also love fire. So it's not too surprising. So I think that was one thing that was a little different. Also being able to look at the different community types. So not all community types respond the same to fire. Our dry woodlands and glades, I think, had more dramatic effects in general than the dry mesic woodlands. So those dry mesic woodlands tend to be more protected sites. They might retain moisture longer. So the way that fire moves across the landscape might have less intense effects at those dry mesic sites than in the drier sites. So being able to see the results of that floristically and how it is different was really neat. And I think an important thing for management, because when we burn these systems, especially at a landscape scale, you know, fire isn't moving equally across all parts of the landscape.
Yeah, I think this study validates the fact that returning fire to fire-excluded landscapes, no matter where you are in the United States, is always good and rarely bad. So on that topic, Jamie, what do you think the management implications of the study?
Yeah, I think, like you said, fire is an important tool for land management in the Ozarks, and increasing that herbaceous species richness and abundance is beneficial in itself for those plant species, but also our fauna species in the area. This study emphasizes that fire is an important tool for land management here in the Ozarks. Creating a more diverse and abundant herbaceous layer is important for the herbaceous layer itself. It's also important for the fauna in our area. So the herbaceous layer feeds the invertebrates and vertebrates in our area. As we're preserving these glades, we've also been finding new species that we haven't seen in these areas previously. For example, in one of our units that burned last year, we found the Missouri ground cherry, which is a critical imperiled species in Missouri that is able to persist because fire is managing this glade.
That is great. Thank you for that. Yeah, that's good stuff. Lauren, to close out the podcast, would you like to recognize any organizations, people, or co-authors in this podcast?
Sure. We definitely have the National Park Service to thank for all of their hard work in collecting the data. Over the long term, Dan for doing much of that work, also all the many fire technicians who have helped out. And we also have to thank the AmeriCorps and Sharp Foundations that funded Carrie during part of her graduate work.
Well, yeah, we'd like to thank them, that's for sure. And I would like to thank you three for spending your time and telling us about this wonderful paper. If the listeners want to know where they can get the paper, just go to the Fire Ecology website that Springer maintains, and you can download it for free at no cost to you. And you can get this paper, read it, and understand why it's important to return fire to these systems. Thank you again, Carrie, Lauren, and Jamie. And we'll see you on the next edition of Fire Ecology Chats. Thank you, everyone.